Not Woke Enough, Gladshight Studios after 4 years of zero transgender characters in major Hollywood movies. By David Ng on July 15, 2021. Hollywood has once again failed to represent the transgender community on the big screen. With a total absence of transgender or non-binary characters in any major studio movie for the fourth year in a row, according to GLAAD's 9th Annual Studio Responsibility Index. This remains one of the more glaring ways mainstream studios continue to lag behind other forms of entertainment media, the report said. GLAAD's study, which was released Thursday, found overall LGBTQ representation in Hollywood movies actually rose on a percentage basis, with 22.7% of the 44 films distributed by major studios featuring LGBTQ characters. That represents a jump from 18.6% in 2019. Though GLAAD noted the coronavirus pandemic had a significant impact on movie distribution. The report studied movies released by 8 major Hollywood studios: Disney, Warner Brothers, Universal, Paramount, Sony Pictures, Lionsgate, United Artists, and STX. Of the 44 films released from these studios in 2020, 10 featured LGBTQ characters, with a total of 20 LGBTQ characters. Transgender characters were totally missing from the big screen, as they were in the prior 3 years. GLAAD said the last transgender character accounted was an offensive caricature in the 2016 movie Zoolander 2, a genderless model named Al, played by Benedict Cumberbatch. GLAAD said it hopes to see more films which explicitly tell the stories of transgender characters, representation that is crucial to understanding discrimination and liberating trans people. The results come as the TV industry continues to embrace the transgender community. This week, Pose star MJ Rodriguez became the first transgender person nominated in a lead actress category. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.